Following on the heels of last week's toxic algae bloom on Lake Erie that shut down water supplies in Toledo, Ohio, Michigan's livestock and crop producers this week announced proactive steps on water quality issues. Michigan Agribusiness Association President Jim Byram says the industry wants to show what they're doing now and look at what else they can do to be part of the solution.
Nobody wants problems like this. Nobody wants to deal with these kinds of situations. So we want to be ahead of the curve and deal with the problem as best we can. I think it's also important to recognize that we can't predict what government's going to do. We can't predict what may be coming forward from either the federal or state government or elsewhere. But we know what we need to do, and that's why we are going to aggressively pursue action with the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, why we're going to meet next week with our industry to come up with some of our best ideas so we can be ahead of the curve. The point is, we don't want to wait for government action. We want to be able to address it as our own industry to do what's right.
Jim Zook, executive director of the Michigan Corn Growers Association, explains that precision technology adoption is already helping to protect water quality.
Precision agriculture has been really kind of a game changer for our industry. Many of the producers, as these costs have increased, but also because of the sensitivity that we all appreciate our natural environments, the whole idea is that we only are going to apply the necessary fertilizer on that type of soil to maximize or to minimize the environmental impact, but also to maximize output.
Michigan dairy producer Ken Nobis, who's president of the State Milk Producers Association, says larger livestock operations in the state are regulated by permit, but smaller operations tend to follow the same best management practices.
Michigan's agricultural industry is protected from frivolous lawsuits if they follow generally accepted management practices. If they're not following those practices, which are voluntary, and you do have a manure spill, for example, or a runoff from a field, you are liable for the damages caused. So it's in your best interest, even though it's not mandated, to follow the rules.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.